They will only say that the contractor was working on a reconstruction project and the family has been notified. Baggage screening delays could soon be a thing of the past at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. That's where a brand new device is in place that speeds baggage from the curb or ticket window to be screened via conveyor belt, says the airport's Dan Majania.
This system is operates at about double the speed thanks to the fact that it's fully automated and requires a lot less human intervention.
The system costs $220 million, and the government is picking up $185 million of that tab. Similar systems will soon make appearances at airports in Atlanta, Boston, Denver, Seattle, and L.A. In Santa Maria today, the mother of Michael Jackson's previous accuser took the stand to testify about the pop star's relationship with her son, our Ted Rollins reports.
Her son slept with Michael Jackson dozens of times, even at their house in Santa Monica, saying that Michael Jackson would come over to their house for weeks on end, sleep in the boy's bedroom, and then he would leave when the boy went to school and come back when the boy came back from school. She's talking about a lot of similar themes that we have heard, not only from the accuser and the accuser's family in this case, but from other families that have accused Michael Jackson of improper act.
This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D, because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous!
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
President Bush today met with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, our Elaine Quijano reports from Crawford, Texas.
Mr. Bush saying today pointedly that Israel has obligations under the so-called roadmap to peace, and those obligations include not expanding Jewish settlement activity. President Bush also repeated his position that he sees the so-called roadmap to peace as encompassing two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side. And he made clear he feels this is an opportune moment, a chance at moving ahead in the peace process. Elaine Quijano, CNN Radio, Crawford, Texas.
SWAT members blew up two suspicious suitcases belonging to a Chinese national today. The man left them unattended as he was looking to speak with the president, who, of course, was in Texas. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is receiving more criticism and calls for his resignation from his leadership post. DeLay is coming under fire for some ethics issues. This is news from CNN Radio. While a low-fat diet may be good for parents, it's not so good for their kids, our Rachel Lee reports.
It may be okay for adults to drink skim milk and eat low-fat foods, but a small study at the University of Nebraska finds a low-fat diet could keep preschool children from getting enough of vitamins E and C. Nutritionists recommend young children have whole milk, regular salad dressings, and fortified whole grain cereals, along with fresh fruits and vegetables.
And you may consider adding some cloned meat to their diet, our Tim Rury reports about some recent findings from the National Academy of Sciences.
Two Holstein dairy cows and two clones from a prize beef-producing bull were studied by researchers. They found the milk and meat to be safe for human consumption. The FDA declined comment. The agency expects its own safety findings to be released soon.
The study included cows from the University of Connecticut's dairy farm. I'm Michelle Wright. This is CNN Radio News.
Introducing the new line of Lawnvoy mowers, entirely designed to fit you. How? Well, imagine you're 6'4" and you like to walk casually. Lawnvoy's new Insight walk-behind mowers sense your walk and mow at the exact same speed. And the contoured cushion handle will adjust to your height with just the twist of a knob. Now imagine you're 5'4" and you like to walk fast. The new Lawnvoy mowers sense your speed just as easily, and they quickly fold down. and back up again, taking less space in your garage. And if you like the idea of a riding mower that saves time, Lawnboy's new Precision Z does just that, letting you zip around trees and play gyms with intuitive zero-radius turning. The contoured design of the new Lawnboy mowers fit pretty much everyone. Lawnboy, designed to fit you.
In Madison, see Bob Barr Kawasaki. In Cross Plains, see Kauscher Implement. In Middleton, see Middleton Power Center.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We will be covering, to a certain extent, the hearings today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Karl Rove's latest nominee of a man to take a position in an organization that, in this case, he says doesn't exist. John Bolton is the worst of the worst. This is the worst one. Okay. Second worst, that Rove has puked up on the stage for the Senate to tussle around with. Incredible stuff. So we'll have some sound on that for you this first hour. A couple of other items to kind of work into it after. Did you have a good weekend? Huh? Did you? All right. From Daily Kos, whoever wrote this, yeah. The writer says, perhaps this will bring a tear to your eye. Okay, well, not quite, but anyway. In contrast to the waves of booing that hit Bush at the Pope's funeral, Clinton was mobbed and greeted with adoring chants of USA, USA, USA. As Clinton went for a walk, shoppers, tourists having lunch at outdoor cafes, Italian business people going to meetings all stopped to greet him. Along the streets, people started yelling, Bill, 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 and a few shouted, USA! One shopkeeper raced out with a photograph of Mr. Clinton from a past visit, yada yada, asking for an autograph. By the time Clinton made it out of the back streets and into the open square, a mob of hundreds developed. Mr. Clinton's nervous Italian bodyguards put him in a car and sped him away. Now, that's old news. That was from the Pope's funeral last week. But isn't that the truth, huh? I've said it a million times. I'm not going to belabor the point. Bill Clinton was the best Republican president this country has ever had. He did some good things. He did some stupid things. Yada, yada. I don't want to get into it. But the contrast between Clinton and Bush, that's the thing. Even though Clinton was responsible from our side of the war in Yugoslavia. Now, we can sit here and talk all night, which we're not going to, about the Serbs and the Albanians. And how, finally, Clinton whipped the NATO forces into that war and depleted uranium and the whole thing. And again, I just want to get into it. What I'm talking about is the cult of death that surrounds Bush. And even though Clinton got us involved in a shooting war in Middle Europe for the first time since World War II, that stench, that stink, that putrid smell of death and negativity and destruction that hangs around George W. Bush no matter how much jogging he does not hang around Clinton. Interesting, isn't it? Speaking of a stench, Bernard Cardinal Law, who shuffled priests around, priests who raped and molested and destroyed the innocence of children so they could rape again and again and again. That Cardinal Law led a mass for thousands at St. Peter's Basilica, mourning the death of John Paul II. Now, what does that say to you about the Catholic Church in particular? And if you're a Catholic, I don't know how you handle this. I really don't. I swear to God, I don't know how Catholics are able to process this. Hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent children raped. Raped! By these sodomite priests. Sodomite priests. It's disgusting. I'm not laughing. It just, you know, but Catholicism specifically and religion in general, you know, and a lot of people say, well, you know, Malloy, are you comfortable in your atheism? And you want the quick answer? Oh, my God, yes. But how does this group of cardinals or somebody, was this in the Pope's will? I don't know. Who designates, who gives masses for a dead Pope? I have no idea. Maybe there's another thing that the cardinals sit around and decide. I don't know. But to put this horrible, filthy piece of a wreckage out there to talk about Pope John Paul II and just jam in the faces of Americans, certainly, this pedophilic assault against the very people that Jesus said constituted the kingdom of heaven. How do they do that? If you're Catholic, will you send me an email? How does your corrupt church do that? And if your church is not corrupt, then what is this with Bernard Cardinal Law? What is that? What do you call that? This filthy, filthy man. A co-conspirator in child rape. Multiple instances. And he's afforded one of the highest honors in the Catholic Church. I don't know. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And I swear, were I a Catholic, this is just me, just me, just me. If I were a Catholic, when this scandal broke, I would have gotten out of this cult, this Catholic or Catholic Catholicism, whatever the hell, I would have gotten out of it totally and completely. But I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a believer in this nonsense. None of it. None of it. Now, I'm not going to go off on one of those endless rants about Cardinal Law, but you know, when I saw that, I think I mentioned it last week, it's stunning. It's stunning to me. This man should have been defrocked, if not jailed. You know, all the money. Think of, all right, it looks like I am going off on a rant. Think of all the money that the church, the Catholic Church, has had to pay out to settle these lawsuits. Millions upon tens of millions of dollars. Where did that money come from, huh? Let's assume that a lot of it comes from the corrupt dealings that the Catholic Church gets involved in all sorts of different markets. The Catholic Church, you know, John Bolton talks about the corruption in the United Nations. If Bolton or any of these people, if Robert Novak, if Mel Gibson, if any of these people want to really attack a corruption, they would go to the Catholic Church. It is a vile institution. Now, I'm not saying you, if you're a Catholic, you're struggling, you know your church is corrupt, the pedophile thing, millions, tens of millions of dollars that people contributed to the church to do the work that's laid out, I assume, in the few simple sermons that Jesus gave. How many did he give? Four? And here is this monolithic, bastardized, corrupt institution, the Catholic Church, that honors a child rapist. Okay, that's enough. I was watching some TV today, and so I thought it was a joke first. Some guy on Capitol Hill, where was he, Kathy? In front of the house, the rotunda. Okay, right there. He's there. He's sitting there with a couple of suitcases. Dumb bastard.
dumb bastard. This is America. You don't sit there with a couple of suitcases. Talk about mass hysteria. My senior correspondent, Chris, in Minnesota, sent me this. I watched this thing played out on the Alphabet Soup, and it was mass hysteria. At one point, a jackass on MSNB said, and I quote, "An earlier report said that this man spoke to Capitol Police in a foreign language. They thought maybe Chinese." End quote. So now it's against the law for a guy that speaks Chinese, and that doesn't necessarily mean he's from China, to come anywhere near Capitol Hill with a couple of suitcases? Oh, by the way, the suitcases, no explosives, no weapons of minor destruction. Now, what was it, his underwear, jock strap? They blew him up anyway. What, do you have some porn tapes? He was going in to see DeLay. Maybe it's full of money to give Tom DeLay. The man, so I'm watching, the guy is dragged away. These black-clad ninjas come up behind him and just leap on him. Drag him away, drag him! And they want to charge him with disorderly conduct. Lesson, hey world, if you're listening to this program right now on the internet, don't come near our Capitol Rotunda with suitcases. We will beat your ass bloody. Do you understand? We made a move. Freedom isn't free tonight. Freedom isn't free tonight.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
After years of being wasted on Indians and Spaniards, California became part of the U.S. in 1848. Only 1 year later, gold was discovered, and wealth seekers poured in from all over the world. But it wasn't just a scramble for gold. With the founding of the first Napa Valley wineries, California stepped to the forefront of viniculture, giving birth to the now robust last-minute gift industry. By the beginning of the 20th century, Californians had built an empire based on agriculture, manufacturing, and trade. But what it really wanted to do was to direct. So the fledgling movie industry set up shop in Hollywood and began not returning calls. Hollywood bus stations were inundated with starry-eyed wannabe actresses. Most found exciting opportunities as prostitutes, exotic dancers, or theme park characters. But visionary businessmen realized they had just scratched the surface, and the birth of the porn industry enabled them to utilize all of their outlets. So if you're looking for self-gratification, fine wine, or just a great hubcap, check out California.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone. for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Carrying no identification. Oh, Jesus, send him to Guantanamo then! The Senate side of the building was evacuated? The West Lawn was evacuated? You know, it's cherry blossom time in Washington. This poor bastard was probably up there watching cherries grow. He's probably not from China at all. He's probably from Japan. Remember, they gave us the cherry trees. Imagine if some Jap showed up. Wanted to look at his cherry trees. Get that son of a bitch! He's going to blow up America! Get him! And they charge this guy with disorderly conduct. He shows up in D.C. He thinks he's free to do whatever he wants. He's heard the rumors. Land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, please! He goes to Capitol Hill. He sits down. Occasionally, they look up the building. He says nothing. He gets his face smashed in and his arms pulled out of their sockets. And here's the part that makes me just sick sometimes to be an American. Spectators applauded as police dragged the man away. Applauded. People from where? Where? Georgia? Michigan? Ohio? People there? Hey, Maude, look at the cherry trees. It's really cool. Hey, Maude, look at him beat the hell out of that chink. Hey, kill that son of a bitch. Go ahead, beat him. Yeah, go, police. Go, police. Get him. Applauding police brutality. Applauding the death knell of democracy in this country, freedom in this country. You know it's coming. You know, I float back and forth. Some nights I think, no, it's going to be turned around. It's going to be... And then other nights, like tonight, I think, Jesus, God, a guy standing there, sitting there with a suitcase. With his dirty, stinking underwear in it. God. And then... These pig Nazis, these black-clad psychos that jump him and rip him and push his face and pull his arms, you know, they get applauded? They get applauded. What country do I live in, huh? What country do you live in? That's what's going on in this country. Somebody, can you imagine this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40? Hey, how about you folks over the age of 60? Huh? Do you ever think you'd see this in the United States of America? How about you people over 50? How about you, huh? Over 40? So the tourists who applauded, do you think they're going to be applauding when it comes their time to have their faces smashed into the concrete? Or worse, huh? I don't know. Am I angry? Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm very angry. This goes on. What used to be my country, it's not my country anymore. And I'll tell you something, truth seeker, it's not yours. Okay? This country is now a wholly owned subsidiary of whatever corporate interests have decided this is how the game's going to be played. You understand that? From the wacky world of religion, the Jews and the Mormons. Did you see this? You know, the arrogance of just about every religion is enough to make me gag. But the Mormons are particularly gagging. You know what they do? They call through death notices and county courthouse records, and they get the names of people who have died. And if they're not Mormons, the Mormons take their names and they baptize them. They have other Mormons stand in for them. Like if I die, I've never been baptized. Oh, thank God, so to speak. All right, when I die, some Mormon is going to find my name in a death notice somewhere, and they're gonna bring it up in the Mormon quad tabernacle. I have no idea, but they're gonna bring my name up and they're gonna baptize me into the Mormon faith, and my ass is dead, and there's nothing I can do. The Jews are pissed off. Jewish leaders claim that Mormons continue to posthumously baptize Jews and Holocaust victims, and they're angry. So they got a meeting. When are they meeting? They're meeting soon. Ernest Michael, chairman of the New York-based World Gathering of Jewish Holocaust Survivors, says, "We have proof, and we're bringing the proof, and we're going to Salt Lake City." Church members in the Mormon faith stand in for the deceased non-Mormons, he says here. A ritual the church says is required for the dead to reach heaven. Well, who died and made them God? What, the Mormons are going to send everybody? All right, everybody, line up. Heaven, let's go. The Mormons believe that individuals can choose a religion after they're dead. So, what, have they got a pipeline coming from Deadville? Hi, we're dead now and we want to be Mormons. Please, what the hell is going on? A 1995 agreement signed by Jewish leaders and the Mormons called for an immediate halt to this. 10 years ago. 10 years ago. That was signed after evidence was found in the Mormons' International Genealogical Index that the baptism for many Jews, including Anne Frank, continued. Oh, there's more on this. Hang on. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take 2 pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I figured I could...
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
There's no doubt that the corporate quid pro quo has polluted our political process. Endless campaign cash has been exchanged in return for legislation that benefits a select few and leaving almost all of us in its wake. That's not democracy, that's corporate tyranny. Our legislation is intended to benefit the most of us while protecting the least of us. Almost all federal legislation in the past 4 years can be seen as a major boon for corporations and a burden for the majority of people. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we must begin throwing out the culprits of this corruption and fighting for reform that returns the people to our political process. We can start by focusing our resources on defeating Capitol Hill's alpha crook, Tom DeLay. While he doesn't represent my voting district, as House Majority Leader, he does represent me, and while I can't vote against him, we can use the legal campaign tools he's used against us in order to overthrow him. One of Tom DeLay's political action committees, Texans for a Republican Majority, or TRIMPAC, is currently being investigated for violating campaign finance laws by using corporate donations to fund Republican candidates. DeLay used the Celebrations for Children charity to funnel soft money from anonymous businesses into fundraising events at the Republican convention in New York. At a fundraiser for the DeLay Foundation for Kids charity, he took a $100,000 check from a private prison corporation in exchange for promoting the privatization of half of Texas prisons. Westar Energy executives told the House Ethics Committee that they paid a Tom DeLay Political Action Committee $56,500 in exchange for the opportunity to help draft legislation. He also violated House rules by accepting a trip to South Korea paid in full by a South Korean lobbying group. DeLay isn't too worried because two recent appointments to the House Ethics Committee are also donors to his legal fund. Tom DeLay is a corrupt crook operating in a corrupted political process. And although he's a local representative, it's in our nation's best interest to defeat DeLay. Tens of millions of Americans can and
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is by its very definition anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic.
Somewhere around the world, there are men and women of the armed forces risking their lives, helping rebuild communities after natural disasters, collecting toys for needy children, tutoring kids in local schools. They were at Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Iwo Jima, Khe Sanh. They've been under the sea and to the moon. They stand watch in Korea. They keep drugs away from our shores. They patrol our skies every day, every year. These are your sons and daughters. You see them in church and at Little League games. But they are special because they work to keep us safe, secure, and free. Dedicated men and women who put their country first.
We've got some good minutes in the first half. Hits the jumper. Tiffany Young, a junior from Hillsboro, Alabama, has four.
Young, 17.
And Tiffany Young with a sensational performance off the bench.
5 months after leading Purdue to an NCAA championship, Tiffany Young was killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by...
In Montana, for the Buffaloes.
More at
buffalofieldcampaign.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Knocking down the right.
My head hurts.
from listening to this radio station.
Madison's Progressive Talk. Astonishing. The mic, it's 92.1.
In its fervor and force. Mormons culling through lists of dead people, taking their name. Now, in the first place, it doesn't matter. I don't know what the hell these Mormons think they're doing. You know, they have they're registering everybody in heaven. Hello, morons! You're registering people where nothing exists. Oh well, never mind. You know what? You're really gonna convince a lot of people of that, Malloy. Yeah. Anyway, some people from the World Gathering of Jewish Holocaust Survivors are on their way. Are they already in Salt Lake City? They're gonna meet there. Are they meeting there? Because they're pissed off. You know, stop coming into our Jew thing and taking us and baptizing. We don't believe in baptism, you morons, and we don't want to be Mormons, all right? We're Jews. The guy who's leading this, Ernest Michael, I guess that's how you pronounce it, he plans to show records. Somebody got his hands on records. Oh, posthumous baptism records that then are sent to the families. That tens of thousands of Jews, including some who died in Nazi concentration camps, murdered by Christians, were posthumously baptized over the past 10 years, and as recently as last month. They had a deal. The Mormons and the Jews had a deal. The Jews said, oh, come on, stop, all right? And the Mormons said, oh, okay, sure. And then broke the agreement. Fool me once, right? A 1995 agreement signed by Jewish leaders and the Mormons called for an immediate halt to this nonsense. They baptized Anne Frank? Jewish leaders in New York have bitterly complained baptisms never stopped, and last year they asked Hillary Clinton to intervene. So she met with the Mormon boy, Orrin Hatch. Can you imagine what that conversation was like, huh? Right? Hillary Clinton, who, if you believe Bill, is a born-again Christian herself, meeting with a Mormon to discuss Jews and not baptized. This is insane. Can you imagine the outrage amongst Mormons if the Jews suddenly decided to get all the names of dead Mormons and convert them to Judaism? Oh, my God! And gave them imaginary ritual circumcisions? Well, Mormon boy, we don't see in your death record here where you had your weenie whacked, so we'll do it for you. Now you're a Jew. Wouldn't the Mormon... Can you imagine Orrin Hatch? Orrin Hatch would climb out of his skin. All of his skin. So Hillary Clinton and Orrin Hatch got together, right? And neither side would discuss what was said. And the Mormon Church declined comment last week. A spokeswoman for the Mormon Church, Kim Farah. Kim said, well, you know, the church won't be commenting at all on this issue for the moment. We are looking forward to discussions with our Jewish guests. The arrogance of that. You know, the Jews are going out there going, Jesus, if we just had some Palestinians here, you know, and we could just bring hell down on these people. You know, we could work with the Palestinians. The Jews and the Palestinians could just jump all nasty on these Mormons. Because you know they're doing Palestinians. They're doing Arabs, too. Now, you know who else they've done? Under the Mormon practice, most Catholic popes have been baptized Mormon. So has Genghis Khan, Joan of Arc, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Buddha. Oh, my God! That's according to Helen Radke, an independent genealogical researcher in Salt Lake City. Hitler? Buddha? Stalin? And Jewish Holocaust victims, right? I can't stand it. I just literally can't stand it. Okay? Well, now we're waiting for our Jewish visitors. we'll just lie again. We'll just lie again and again and again. After all, we're Christians. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe we're Christians, maybe we're not. You know, Joseph Smith found a whole bunch of tablets out in the woods in Pennsylvania, and the angel Moroni appeared and said, hi, Joe. And he said, hi, angel. Oh, my God. Here's another one with a dead animal in his head, right? This is insane. This is insane. So, I want to follow up to this story. I want to know how the Jews and the Mormons work it all out, huh? The Mormons are hell-bent to do this imaginary thing that they do. We're going to baptize all the dead Jews, and Genghis Khan too. And the Jews are like, leave us alone! Leave us alone! Just leave us alone! No, we're going to baptize you, we're going to baptize you. As soon as we find out who's dead, we're going to baptize you, we're going to baptize you, we're going to baptize you. All right, for the record, you Mormons come after me after I'm dead, I'm going to leave instructions for my wife to use one of those 50 caliber sniper rifles, okay? The kind that are normally reserved for Chinese tourists who are sitting in the, outside the Capitol Rotunda. Oh, look here. Oh, very interesting. Bang! Smash! Ah! I'm just saying here. Boom! My luggage exploded! My underwear! Bang! Oh, now my head exploded! I can't stand this. Can we go home tonight? Can I just leave? I can't take any more of this. The Bolton nomination. What we have here, we don't have any testimony from the pig. Have you seen him? Have you seen him on television? I swear to God, this guy looks like he runs a, no offense here to anybody, but it looks like he runs a hardware store on Madison and 29th in 27th in New York City. Doesn't he look like that guy that ran the hardware store when we bought the thing, right? Huh? When we were up there last week? I swear to God. And this guy, I want to know what's behind that little Hitler mustache of his, right? It's all white now. As soon as he gets confirmed, he's going to dye it black. He's got that whole Hitler thing look. He looked a little bit to me like Deputy Dog when he first came out for the hearings. I turned on C-SPAN this morning to watch this. So we don't have any sound of this freak talking himself. We have Joe Biden. We have Chris Dodd. We have we have a little back and forth with Kerry and Bolton, and then we have Barbara Boxer, and that's it. But I want you to hear what these Democrats have to say about this man. This is a guy who says, you know, the UN didn't exist, and it's okay to blow off the top 12 floors or get rid of the top 12 floors. Now I realize he said that back in the day, before, you know, we had the top, all the floors blown off the trade towers. I guess it was cool back then. John Bolton. He's a member of the Federalist Society, which means destroy everything. He's part of this new right, the neo-Nazis. He was in the Reagan administration. You know who supported him? Jesse Helms and Richard Viguerie. Jesse Helms, the Gaddafi of lung cancer. Jesse Helms. He worked with Ed Meese, the scummy expert. Did you see him on the Ali show? Ed Meese sitting there. Oh, my God. I mean, Ali G show, and Ali G is just making him look like a fool. It was just so funny. So there he was. Today was his day. The UN has the potential of being an instrument of global security, right? Doesn't it? Today's editorial in New York Times, Washington Post, they spend one, two, three, four, five, six, six paragraphs, ripping Bolton a new body orifice, and then they say, the last line, so far there's no compelling reason for denying Mr. Bush his choice. In other words, the Washington Post, after ripping this guy For six, seven, eight, nine paragraphs, then they say, well, okay, it's okay with us. You know, we're the Washington Post. He, for the past 4 years, he's been Undersecretary of State. He's done everything he could to destroy America's reputation all over the planet. And then the Oh, is that Chumbawamba again? Okay. All right. Well, when they sing, I have to shut up. This is Air America.
The nuggets are getting hot. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and their fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They are the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
And now we're feeling the tough cuts even further in this 06 budget that's being debated on the floor. When it comes to education, there's not enough there. When it comes to the middle America, the farm bill, ooh, near and dear to your heart, this is the crowd that pushed Bush in the office.
That's right.
Well, bite the bullet. Serve it up for Baghdad, folks.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On August 6th, on its 172nd day, Operation Ignore suffered a major blow. Already, the operation was becoming more and more difficult to sustain as the intensity of terror warnings crescendoed. Now on August 6th, CIA Director Tenet delivered a report to President Bush entitled, Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S. The report warned that Al-Qaeda might be planning to hijack planes, but the president was resolute. Operation Ignore must proceed as planned. He did nothing to follow up on the memo. Actually, that's not entirely fair. The president did follow up a little bit. Sitting in his golf cart the next day, Bush told some reporters, quote, I'm working on a lot of issues. National security matters. Then, Bush rode off to hit the links before dealing with a stubborn landscaping issue by clearing some brush on his property. The next day he followed up again, telling the press, I've got a lot of national security concerns that we're working on. Iraq, Macedonia, very worrisome right now. But Iraq and Macedonia weren't the only things on Bush's mind. One of the interesting things to do was drink coffee and watch Barney chase armadillos, he told reporters on a tour of the ranch later in his vacation. The armadillos are out, and they love to root in the flower bed. It's good that Barney routs them out of their rooting.
Hi, Barb Hornick from Family Enhancement, which is a parent education and support agency that's been in the community of Dane County since 1974.
Find out more about your local groups.
The Interracial Families Network is a monthly meeting of support for multicultural families. We meet monthly the second Monday of the month at the Family Centers building at 2124 Dame Avenue from 6:30 to 8.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active.
Did you know your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car? It's true.
The good news is you can help with Energy Star. The EPA urges you to take steps to reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Visit EnergyStar.gov.
Through a hole in the air, from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field, but this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Yeah, well, it may be coming to the USA, but if, you know, if you're foreign-looking and possibly speak Chinese, you know, the guy's probably speaking Italian or something, and some freak, hey, man, that sounds like Chinese. You know, just don't go with your suitcase and sit and stare at this, one of the many edifices of democracy and freedom in Washington, D.C., our Capitol building, because I tell you what, sucker, we will beat you to death. We will just beat you to death. And to add insult to injury, we will nominate somebody like John Bolton to make sure that the rest of the world is beat to death. What the hell has happened to our country? I'll tell you what, we'll do the Bolton sound when we come back. Kimberly is calling from California. Kimberly, welcome to the program. It says here you're an ex-Mormon?
Yes, I am.
How do you do that? That's what, like being an ex... I don't know. How do you get out of a religion? You just declare yourself out?
I have my name removed from the church.
Oh, from the genealogical thing?
No, as a member.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, do you think they respected it, or have you been baptized again and again and again?
You have to be dead to be baptized.
Oh, you have to be dead to be baptized?
But the work that they do in the temple.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm not, you know, trying to single out Mormonism and mock it, because I mock all religions given half a chance. Would you feel like your immortal soul is in danger now that you're no longer a Mormon, or what?
No, I think I'm in a better space. The one thing I wanted to tell you was that baptism for the dead is just the first step. The other step that they're not talking about is that they do endowment for the dead.
Endowment?
Yes.
Okay, what's that?
Okay. The Mormons believe that there's three degrees of glory, and you have to be baptized and then receive your endowments in the temple to be eligible for receiving the top degree of glory.
The top degree of glory? There are degrees of glory?
Yes. They believe that. And they truly believe this to be the ultimate religious philosophy.
Yeah. Well, most...
In their mind, they're doing everybody a favor because they have the true teachings of Christ.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as I know, every religion, you know, the Jews claim that they're God's chosen people. The Christians claim the Messiah was theirs. Hey, listen, thanks. Thanks, Kimberly. I appreciate it. You know, the Buddhists claim that, don't worry about anything. If you see the Holocaust, just take note and move on. You know, the Hindus have so many gods, you get dizzy just trying to name them all. But the Hindus will tell you, you're going to be born and die and born and die and born and die and born and die and born and die. The wheel of life and death until you reach Satori. What is it you're trying to reach when you're Hindu? But every single one of these religions will tell you they're the one. We're the one. We're the one. We're the one. And some of them will say, we're the one, and if you don't believe it, I'll kill you. And after you're dead, I'll baptize you, but I'll kill you. It's too much for me. So, you know, I decided to check out. Just, you know, I'm opting out of the whole religion, immortal soul, bat squeeze thing. If there's immortality in my soul, it's based on quantum physics. It's based on Einsteinian physics. Not quantum. It's based on Einsteinian physics. Einsteinian physics! I do believe that the atoms inside my body We're there at the moment of the Big Bang. I am a trillion light years old or something or whatever. I'm as old as the universe. And when I'm dead, I'm not dead. My atoms will float again or something or not. But my goodness, please give me that, not this stuff. You know, I'll kill you, or worse, I'll baptize you after you're dead. You know, live your life as a Jew or an atheist or a Hindu. Once I get my fingers on your death notice, bro, you're going to become a Mormon, whether you want to or not. Is there no end to the craziness?
Well, no, Mike, not really.
All right, stick around. When we come back, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, Barbara Boxer, John Kerry, and John Bolton. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Where are you going to be on May 12th? At the Galler Tribute Dinner conservative groups in Washington are throwing for Tom DeLay? No, I won't be there. But I'm glad conservatives are rallying behind DeLay, the scandal-struck House Majority Leader. The conservatives are sticking to dangerous talking points. They keep saying the attacks on DeLay are the work of the nasty liberal media, which are trying to destroy the entire conservative movement. But DeLay's ethic problems, taking trips paid for by corrupt lobbyists, putting family members on the payroll, setting up a political action committee that engages in shady finances, they have nothing to do with his right-wing views. Even the conservative Wall Street Journal now says DeLay has odor issues and has betrayed his office. So I'm happy to see conservatives embrace DeLay as the embodiment of their movement. That way, if he falls, they will fall too. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine is your source for independent investigative journalism. And the new issue is on newsstands now. The jam-packed November issue features Hell No, our special package on U.S. soldiers who are refusing to fight in Iraq. Also in this issue, read about how the Justice Department bungles terrorism cases, how multiple scandals may take down House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, and how America employs thousands of likely war criminals as private soldiers in Iraq. It's all in the feisty new November issue of Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne, allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause.
Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year?
Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men.
And our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause.
Register today at themike921.com.
My brother Omar was 8 years old when he died. He had a hole in his tummy. A bullet hit him. The gun came from the garage. I was just playing. I didn't mean to shoot Daddy's gun.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
I'm Austin King, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin.
U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has paid a surprise unannounced visit to Baghdad. Jamie McIntyre is with him.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld arrived here in Baghdad on an unannounced visit in order to meet with U.S. commanders and also members of the newly formed Iraqi government. During his visit here, he'll be meeting with the Prime Minister-designate Ibrahim al-Jafari, as well as the President, Jalal Talabani, as well as meeting with U.S. military commanders. Jamie McIntyre, CNN Radio, Baghdad.
A U.S. contractor has been kidnapped in the Baghdad area, but there's not much information, according to a U.S. embassy official. The FDA held its first of 3 days of hearings on whether the use of silicone gel breast implants should be allowed again after being banned 13 years ago. Dozens of women gave emotional testimony about how the implants ruined their lives with crippling health problems. Anna Daly, former implant patient, said had she known about the dangers, she would have never had the silicone implants.
I was young and naive when I received implants. I didn't have the foresight to see that my health is much more important than my breast size.
Settlements in the West Bank are one area that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and President Bush differ on. CNN Radio's Elaine Quijano in Crawford, Texas.
Settlements certainly are something that continue to cause friction. That was something that today President Bush tried to reiterate what the administration, certainly Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, has said essentially that there should be a full stop to the expansion of settlement activity.
John Bolton, President Bush's choice for U.N. ambassador, was met with strong concerns during his first Senate confirmation hearing. The panel's lead Democrat, Senator Joe Biden, said he has grave concern over the nomination. This is CNN Radio News.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
I love old homes and homes with character.
I don't know the terms. I get lost in the process.
Title closings.
Contingency clause.
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
Making the decision to buy my home, I immediately called a realtor.
To me, the realtor R stands for trust.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Californians paying among the highest gas prices in the nation will soon be paying more for other services because of it. Jim Roop has the story.
An average comment at the pump.
Everything is hot, man. You know, look at these prices.
Most of us are paying between $2.65 and $2.70 a gallon here for self-serve regular unleaded. Businesses are feeling the pinch, so they're putting the squeeze on the consumer.
We've increased our local delivery fee, $1.50, and our outside, our five-mile radius delivery fee, about $2.50.
Amy Jones is a florist and says higher fuel costs costing her more money to run the truck, so she has to tack on a surcharge or lose money. Higher prices at the store, the restaurants, everywhere are resulting from higher cost of gasoline. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Some people have been stranded as long as 2 days at the airport in Denver after a blizzard dumped almost 2 feet of snow. Efforts to rent cars have been unsuccessful because main highways were closed. This is news from CNN Radio. Low-fat diets may be good for adults, but they could be depriving kids. More on this story from Rachel Lee.
It may be fine for parents to eat low-fat and non-fat products, but such a diet may leave children lacking in vitamins E and C. A small study from the University of Nebraska found two-thirds of preschool children in Lincoln didn't have recommended levels of vitamin E, and a third didn't have enough C. But a dietitian not involved in the study points out adding some fresh fruit to a child's diet can increase the C intake, while questioning the amount of E kids need. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Remember the Hatfields and McCoys? In Crescent City, Florida, there's been a long-running feud between two families. A shootout was sparked when a girl from one group began dating a boy from the other group. Six people were wounded, ranging in age from 14 to 22. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
More.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. And we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn, every initiative, every front. And we can do it if we're organized and if we're smart.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Stuart, how are those hedges coming, little man?
Dad!
Sorry, you're not little. You're 5. And you're holding a 10-horsepower gas hedge trimmer. I should watch myself, huh? So, fire her up and show those hedges who they're messing with. Come on, go get them, killer! Ah, that's the battle cry of the lawn warrior. Now, steady the blade!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. All right, let's have some fun with this neo-Nazi John Bolton. And I'll tell you, if the Democrats confirm this guy, there's nothing I can do. I'm no longer a card-carrying Democrat, at least not, you know, national Democrat. I'm just little old me who will vote accordingly. But I'm more than curiosity as to how the nomination turns out will be. Or is, my curiosity is how the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are going to vote. And Lincoln Chafee's on that committee, Kathy, the guy who is a Republican from up east who said he's not real interested in this guy. So Chafee, it looks like, has a key vote. But I got to watch these Democrats. They have failed me so many times. Not me personally. They failed us so many times, these Democrats. This judicial nominee, these judges, what have they turned down 20 judges and confirmed 200 or some ridiculous claptrap like that? And then you have this squirrely psychopath Tom DeLay threatening and John Cornyn threatening. Anyway, Bolton. All right. This guy is a danger to anything that breathes anywhere on the planet. You know, if it's a lizard in some jungle in Borneo, that lizard is in danger as long as John Bolton has anything to say about anything other than sorting mail in some small town in Utah. Now, the fact that he's been nominated to be our representative to the UN puts everybody, every living, breathing thing in danger of being ended. This guy doesn't like arms control treaties. He doesn't like international agreements. What he likes is what most of these neo-Nazis like. Kill them all! Let God sort them out! These are death lovers. This is the culture of death, and here we are with John Bolton. He's worked in the State Department. One of his great accomplishments, sarcasm mode on, was his supervision of a key program to dispose of surplus Russian plutonium. And because of a technical issue, I don't know, I don't think we want that. So now where does the plutonium wind up? Oh, in the hands of terrorists someplace, probably. He was the man who tried to undermine the multi-party negotiations with the psychopaths in North Korea. I say put Kim Il-Crazy and John Bolton in the same cage and poke at them with electric cattle prods. And just have fun. Just say, why can't we do that? Let's round up the crazies, the crazy world leaders. and just put him in some kind of an enclosure and poke at him. Bolton and Kim Il Crazy would be great, wouldn't they? Huh? Wouldn't they? Bolton has screwed up any kind of a joint agreement with Europe, European nations, and the United States regarding Iran. Now, of course, Iran gets real pissed off about it. You know, what are you people doing sitting around deciding us, say the Iranians? How dare you? Bunch of white people in Northern Europe, you first of all, you're apostate because you're not Muslim. You believe that bloody Christian or that crazy Jewish stuff. And you're deciding our fate, you and John Bolton, America's neo-Nazi? You see how the rest of the world gets pissed off? And rightly so, rightly so. Bolton has screwed up everything about Iran and North Korea. And the Bush crime family, in one of their little sneaky, little greasy ploys to make them look like they give a damn, the Bush crime family wants support for a new Security Council resolution on Darfur, where people are being slaughtered even as we speak. And the only way that the Bush crime family got support was by accepting European demands that war criminals from that province in the Sudan be prosecuted by the international court that Bolton doesn't want anything to do with. Now, that deal was struck after Bolton, or before Bolton gets... You think that kind of a deal would be struck with Bolton sitting in the UN? See, Bolton's terrified. Because he knows that if the United States signed on to the International Criminal Court, his ass would be in the dock eventually. As would probably 50, 60, 80, oh hell, all members of the Bush administration. But I like what the Washington Post says. Mr. Bush has chosen Mr. Bolton, perhaps to satisfy conservatives in his party. Let me ask you something, truth seeker. What else is Bush going to do to the rest of America to satisfy the conservatives in his party, his base? What is he going to do, huh? They're destroying science. They're destroying math. They're destroying the environment. They're destroying regulations. And you always see this. And he's doing it to satisfy his base. What is his base? His base are flesh-eating vampires. That's his base. They want corpses. Because if the pile of dead bodies gets high enough, in their brain-dead, addled skulls, they think Jesus will be happy. Jesus will say, oh, look. Oh, there is an enormous amount of death on Earth. Okay, it's time for me to come back. That's what these people are about. And I cannot believe any Jew on the planet would work with these Christian fundamentalists. Because don't the Jews know? Don't they know that part of the master plan is to give them a chance to convert? You know, the Mormons wait till you're dead, then they convert you. The Christians, if you don't convert while you're alive, they will cut your throat, Jews! Yo, Jews, they're going to cut your throat. Because they think that's what they think your Messiah wants. Dead Jews, dead Arabs, dead everything. Huge piles of death. That's John Bolton. This is Bolton. He wants as much death. He wants the stench of death to circle the globe. Oh, these people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Why can't just one person in the Bush administration have some sense? Or just sit down. Sit down with the Palestinians and the Israelis and sit down with the Iranians. Sit down with, you know, the Shia and the Sunnis. Just sit down and say, okay, look. Okay, look, stop. Everybody take a breath. All right? Let's just figure out a way to make some money here. All right? Let's stop with the killing. We got oil. We got falafel. We got loofahs. We got all this stuff we can make and sell and grow and trade. And okay? Come on, please. Nobody in the Bush crime family will do that. You have people like Monsanto. We're going to make all the seeds for everything in the world that grows. You'll buy corn made by Monsanto and wheat and rice and spinach and eventually babies. God. They're the Chinese, or the Chinese are sitting there going, you think you're going to do that to us? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. We have a billion plus. It's just astonishing, isn't it? All right. The first one, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. You'll hear Joe Biden first with John Bolton sitting out there at the witness table with that Nazi mustache of his, right? And the hair over his eye. Didn't you like that, huh? I watched him a little bit today. I just kept, you know, just once, John, please, just jump up and do a Sieg Heil. Just once. Just one arm salute. Just one Sieg Heil! Just one, John Christ, I'll vote for you if you'll do it. Just one time. This is Air America.
My husband is the undisputed, unrivaled world champion, the king of procrastination. I said, honey, we need life insurance. He said,
definitely.
And a day later, he said,
I'm calling today.
And a week later, he said,
I'm calling right now.
Oh, sure.
Give me a second.
Uh-huh.
Give me a minute.
Give me a break. So as usual, I just did it myself. I called Chase Insurance Direct.
Call Chase Insurance Direct at 1-888-265-TERM. Just describe your situation, and in about 5 minutes, you'll have your quote.
I got a quote in 5 minutes. Imagine that, completing a task in 5 minutes.
$300,000 worth of coverage can run just $26 a month for a 45-year-old preferred non-tobacco male. Call Chase Insurance Direct at 1-888-265-TERM.
Chase Insurance Direct made it so simple. One call, one quick quote. And the best part was, I only had to ask them once.
Chase Insurance Direct, 1-888-265-TERM. Rates vary by age, sex, amount, and rate class. Rate guaranteed for 10 years. Policy form Z5001 is term life insurance to age 95, underwritten by Chase Insurance Life Company, housed in Illinois. Monthly payment includes billing fees. Suicide and other limits may apply. Policy not available in all states. Chase Insurance Direct Agency. All quotes subject to underwriting.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
So nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Okay, let's say you're sitting at home when one of those TV shows comes on about the environment. You know, greenhouse gases and air pollution. You get all conflicted because you know it's important, but hey, you're just one person sitting at home watching TV. Well, with Energy Star, you can be part of the solution. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. That's why the EPA urges you to take action at home to help protect the environment. Start by replacing 5 lights in your house with ones that have earned the Energy Star, having your heating and cooling system checked annually, and looking for products that have earned the government's Energy Star. These are only a few ways you can help reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov. And thanks to Energy Star, the next time one of those shows comes on about the environment, you'll know you're making a difference.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry, here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're a conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. What I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
But I'm not a racist, Mike.
Oh, yes, you are. So am I. But we struggle against it if we're righteous. It's a lifelong struggle. You're doomed. You can't get away from it if you're white. You are a racist. Just accept it and shut up and try to reconcile it and get above it and get over it and move on and try not to be overt about it. You know, say your little nasty racial words under your breath like I do. And fight it as best you can. But all white people are racist by definition. End of story. John Bolton, probably more so than others. In a complimentary article, it says here on Bolton, the Wall Street Journal in July 2002 reported that Bolton's, quote, most memorable moment came after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a halt to the recount in the 2000 election. Mr. Bolton strode into a Tallahassee library where the count was still going on and declared, I'm with the Bush-Cheney team and I'm here to stop the vote. And he was so happy to be able to say that he almost peed his pants. No, that's not in the Wall Street Journal article. But you can, right? You can just see that, right? He's holding his knees together. He's so excited.
Oh, don't let me pee. Not now.
Hi, I'm here to stop the vote. I'm with the Bush-Cheney team. Stop the vote. This is just like El Salvador. This is like Honduras. This is like Nicaragua. This is like... Stop the vote! Stop it! And he's been nominated to be our representative to the United Nations. Joe Biden. Biden's comments are a nice summary of why the Bolton nomination is so screwy and so typical of Rove Bush's up-is-down senior-level appointments.
I'm surprised that the nominee wants the job that he's been nominated for, given the many negative things he had to say about the UN, international institutions, and international law. You said there's no such thing as the United Nations. Quote, there's no such thing as the United Nations. You said, and I quote, that, you said that if you remove 10 stories from the 38-story UN headquarters, quote, it wouldn't make a bit of difference, end of quote. You said that if the Security Council remade today, that you would have only one permanent member, the United States. You said that international law really isn't, quote, that really isn't law, and that, quote, while treaties may well be politically or even morally binding, they are not legally obligatory, end of quote. You said the International Court of Justice, a body created under the UN Charter, is a, quote, travesty and a pretend court, end of quote. You said that the peace enforcement operations of the United of Nation and nation building should, quote, be relegated to the history's junk pile at the first opportunity, end of quote. Your views seem, on based on what you've said in the past, John, to be contradictory.
Yeah, just a tad, right, Joe? John? Joe?
John?
Joe! Hey, Joe.
Hi, John.
Hey, Joe, I understand you voted for the bankruptcy reform law. Well, I understand you voted to kill the International Criminal Court. Yeah, but I understand that you supported the last six right-wing judges. Well, I understand that you said there's 10 flat floors of UN ought to be torn down. John? Joe? Who are these people? You supported the torturer.
Who?
Gonzalez. Well, you liked him. You liked him. Your mama liked him. I liked your mama. There they sit, right? Back and forth, back and forth. Your views seem, based on what you said in the past, John, to be contradictory. Well, not really, Joe, but you know it's all a game anyway. You know you dumbasses are going to confirm me, so let's get on with the game. Let's get on with the game.
Got time for another one? You don't? Chris Dodd. Christopher Dodd. I'm going to play Dodd questioning the allegations that Bolton sought to have a State Department analyst, Christine Westerman, and a CIA agency of analysts fired. Christian Westerman, not Christine. After that, he tried to get two people, State Department and a CIA people, fired after they refused to approve a Bolton speech that contained unsupported intelligence about Cuba's capability. Remember what Bolton said? That the next huge reservoir of weapons of mass destruction was Cuba. Jesus Christ, Cuba! Cuba! Right, what's next? Puerto Rico? Then what, the Bahamas? Then Haiti? Then what, Key West? All these people are sick. Stick around. You got to hear this. Stick around. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Here out of nowhere, but he ain't what he seems. You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
This is Larry King. Do what I do. Protect your health two ways. With the advanced protection of Ester C and Ester E. I take Ester C because it's the only vitamin C with metabolites. And now I take Ester E too. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Two ways to get advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Rite Aid, CVS, and Kmart.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
This is Ted O'Donnell from Wisconsin Cat, and I'm on the mic. Why does Q62 matter? Q62 matters because it threatens the cats and the sensibilities of Wisconsin. Q62, the now infamous cat hunting proposal offered by Mark Smith of La Crosse, would classify collarless cats, not under the obvious control of an owner, as fair game to anyone with a small game license. Q62 addresses a bird population problem and suggests that free-roaming cats are the cause. That's the first lie we are fed about this initiative. I've got two words, habitat loss. The bigger lie is the suggestion that passing Q62 will actually do anything to solve it. It won't. It was never intended to, and no scientist ever claimed it would. In order to manage populations effectively, you need to control birth rate. Q62 does nothing to address birth rate of the bird or cat populations. By not addressing the actual causes of the problem, Mark's claim of concern is no longer credible. Our biggest problem with Q62 is that its supporters lack the courage to tell us what the bill is really about. Supporters of Q62 are seeking legal protection to do what they already do, shoot cats. If you have to mislead the public to gain support of your proposal, it certainly reveals something about the power of your idea. We'd just prefer the truth. The truth is that Q62 is a lie. The truth is that Q62 will do nothing to help birds, cats, or our reputation. The truth is that the Conservation Congress is a hunter's lobby. The truth is that Q62 passed 53-1 a year ago in La Crosse. The truth is that an unpopular dove hunt was legitimized in a similar fashion. The truth is that we expect humane societies to address cat problems. The truth is that Q62 is bad politics and bad policy. Join us in a protest vote at the Alliant Energy Center on April 11th at 7 p.m. Add your voice to the many hunters, farmers, and conservationists who agree that Q62 is a bad idea that must be stopped on April 11th. Check out don'tshootthecat.com for more info. I'm Ted O'Donnell with this listener commentary for the Mike 92.1.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Come on! These charges are outrageous and false and untrue and these kinds of things. Just like the other charges. These allegations are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Get on board with sustainability. Jason Selsey, president of Comet Skateboards, goes off.
We're essentially in a co-evolution with the modern skateboarder. We need to build a skateboard that performs, but also we want to offer them a choice to buy a sustainable product.
Got wood?
Some of the maple we use is FSC certified.
Comet also uses bamboo because it's a really sustainable wood.
The entire forest can regenerate itself within 7 years and be reharvested.
Comet, along with Glissade Snowboards, will be the first building that produces skateboards and snowboards using solar power.
In October, the solar panels will be going up on the roof.
Selfie gives props to skaters who want to do the right thing.
The premise that this is built on is that you don't have to be a genius to be a revolutionary. And if you buy consciously and if you buy in an aware manner, you can change the world.
Drop in online.
CometSkateboards.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
This is a letter about 8-month pregnant Billy LaTurner that never should have been written. It says, "The driver was drunk and crashed through my daughter's windshield and onto her. Billy was life-flighted to the hospital. Zachary was delivered by C-section 30 minutes after the wreck. Billy lived 8 hours. Zachary lived 9. Signed, Mrs. LaTurner."
What should you do to stop a friend from driving drunk? Whatever you have to. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and RAD.
On the Mike 92.1.
This is Stephanie Miller. Go to the Mike 92.1.com. Get involved and listen live to the Mike.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I think I already have. 26 before the hour. All right, back to it here. And we are going to get your calls. Trust me. Chris Dodd, Democrat, Connecticut. Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on Bolton today. All right, Dodd questions the allegation that Bolton sought to have a State Department analyst, Christian Westerman, and a CIA agency analyst fired after they refused to approve of Bolton's speech. That's one where he said, well, you know, we have information. You know, Bolton is a liar. He's just a filthy, flat-out liar. I've said before, I've been saying for months, these people don't even bother to spin or obfuscate or put out misinformation or disinformation. They just lie. Every single piggish one of them. And this filthy, corrupt Senate of ours keeps confirming them. Eh? Okay. So, here's Dodd talking at Bolton. Bolton's not listening. Bolton's sitting there with his hands in his lap doing something he probably shouldn't be doing.
What I think are the most serious allegations about your nomination, and that is the allegation that you tried to have two analysts removed from their jobs because you disagreed with their intelligence conclusions. That to me is, in this environment we're in today, Mr. Bolton, I would say, putting aside your views about the United Nations and other things, if that is true, then I don't think you have a right to serve in a high post. I think it would be unfortunate to set the example. In this day and age, and we're trying to get the best intelligence we can,
I noticed
that if you try to remove someone, whether or not you're successful or not is not the issue. Trying to rob a bank and failing to do so is a crime, in my view. Trying to remove someone as an analyst from their job because you disagree with what they're saying, I think is dreadfully wrong.
Well, it is dreadfully wrong, Senator Dodd. It is. It is dreadfully wrong. But what's your voting record, Senator Dodd? Huh? Did you vote for the USA Patriot Act? Well, by golly, I think you did. That was dreadfully wrong, Senator Dodd. Dreadfully. Barbara Boxer. Boxer has some choice words for Bolton. Then she actually showed the tape in committee where he said the UN didn't exist. I swear to God. All right, now listen. Shh. This woman has the biggest pair in the Senate. I love it.
I have spent the last month extensively reviewing your writings, your public statements about the United Nations. And my overall assessment, Mr. Bolton, is that you have nothing but disdain for the United Nations. Now, you can dance around it. You can run away from it. You can put perfume on it. But the bottom line is the bottom line. And I, as Senator Biden said in his opening, it's hard for me to know why you'd want to work at an institution that you said didn't even exist. You said it doesn't even exist, and you want to work there.
See how crazy these people are? These Bush thugs? Well, Senator Boxer, with all due respect, no, he doesn't want to work there. Okay? He wants to go there and destroy it. He is a destroyer. He's like Tom DeLay. He's like George Bush. He's like Dick Cheney. He's like Donald Rumsfeld. These people are philosophical, moral, and ethical cannibals. Do you understand? That, like John Ashcroft. Ashcroft wanted to abolish the Department of Justice and replace it with the Book of Leviticus. These people are social, ethical, moral cannibals. This republic has never seen an administration this corrupt. Senator John Kerry, you remember him? Fun little back and forth here between Kerry and Bolton on Bolton's view of the UN. Listen as Bolton actually tries to tell us he never said what he said about the UN. Now remember, Senator Boxer plays it a little bit later. But it makes no difference. You and I have seen it over and over and over and over on television. Bolton is a psychopath. He has a dead animal in his head, and he wants to get into the UN and destroy it. Here's Kerry.
Over the long history, your writings, your comments, your public statements, your speeches, your interviews about the United Nations have been disdainful of it. I mean, you have said there's no such thing as the United Nations. You've said there's an international community that occasionally can be led by the only real power in the world, and you point to the United States as essentially being the United Nations. You've said that you not only don't care about losing the General Assembly vote, but it actually, you see it as a make-my-day outcome. How do these statements reflect a respect for the United Nations and empower you to go there and have other people believe you're there to enhance it?
Well, first, Senator, a lot of those statements are not accurate reflections of what I've said. Second,
said them. Do you deny saying them?
Yes, I can think of several.
You didn't say those statements.
Quoted out of context, and I'd be happy to address them. But my larger point is...
Well, they're direct quotes. They're right off tapes.
Oh, Senator, that doesn't matter to these people. That doesn't matter. Direct quotes, direct schmotes. It doesn't mean anything. Oh, I said that a year ago. Oh, that's old stuff. Oh, I said that 6 months ago. Oh, I said that 5 years ago. Oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. None of it means anything. When I get to the UN, I'm going to make it a wonderful place with bluebirds and flowers, and there will be harp music playing, and I will go around to all of the delegates, and I will kiss them on the cheek, and then kiss them on the other cheek, and kiss them on the first cheek, because that's the French way. I'm John Bolton, you see. I love the UN. Oh, appoint me, appoint me, appoint me. Confirm me. I'm John Bolton. I love the UN. All that stuff you people have on tape? Oh, Senator Boxer and you, Joe. I didn't think you'd do this to me. All that stuff you have on tape, that's all fake stuff. That's all fake stuff. That never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. It didn't happen. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. And then you see, in the interest of fairness and balance, on the nightly news, you see Barbara Boxer saying, "You said it never existed." And then you have John Bolton saying, "Didn't happen. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened." And that's called balanced news reporting in this corrupt media that runs this corrupt government. Huh? You like that? Never happened, never happened. I didn't say that, I didn't say it. But we have it on tape. Well, the tape's wrong. How could the tape's wrong? It's you standing there saying it. No, I never said it. But you did. I didn't. Didn't. Let's take the vote. Kerry sent a letter to one of his constituents, or not one of his constituents, because the person who got this letter lives in California. One of our listeners, Karen. This is from Kerry. "Dear Karen, the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, and in particular Senator Lincoln Chafee, have a big decision to make this week." I've made my decision. "I will vigorously oppose the nomination of John Bolton as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations." Have you ever noticed that in the Bush administration, Karen, the only way to get a job promotion is to bungle our national security? "As Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security for the past 4 years, Mr. Bolton has achieved little. In fact, we secured more nuclear materials in 2 years before September 11th than in 2 years after. North Korea and Iran are now burgeoning nuclear states. This record earned John Bolton a nomination to the UN. How can we believe this nomination makes any sense at all? We can't believe it. But, Karen, unless Senator Lincoln Chafee puts principle over party, the inexplicable John Bolton nomination will squeak through the Foreign Relations Committee on a party-line vote. We have to do everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen. That's why, Karen, in addition to being vocal about my own opposition to Senator Bolton, I am organizing JohnKerry.com activists in Rhode Island to contact Senator Chafee, and I'm running online ads in the Rhode Island media." See the ad for yourself, and then he's got a link here. "Why retain, Karen, and promote those who have failed to make America more safe and secure? Donald Rumsfeld has been a disaster as Secretary of Defense. That's why over 800,000 people have signed our petition supporting my call for Rumsfeld's resignation. Yet the President stands stubbornly by him. And now the Bush administration wants to add John Bolton to that astonishing list. I will keep you posted on our efforts to stop this nomination from advancing. Sincerely, John Kerry. P.S. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know how hard we're working on this critical vote, but I also want you to be prepared. Should the Bolton nomination make it through committee, we may have to wage a nationwide effort to defeat it on the floor of the Senate." Well, okay. Thanks, Karen, for sending me what the senator sent you. A 9-9 vote, a tie, in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would temporarily block the Bolton nomination. Then they'd be forced to vote again in committee. But this time, a majority vote in committee would be necessary in order to send the nomination to the full Senate for a final up or down vote. So, Lincoln Chafee could possibly block the nomination. And I hope he does. I hope Chafee finds his conscience. But he, as long as he's a Republican, he doesn't have one. As long as he's a Republican, he has no ethics. He has no morality. He is a paid piece of human waste. He is a whore. Chafee, you're a pig and a whore. If you weren't, you'd get the hell out of the Republican Party until it becomes what it was maybe when your father was in it. It's a cesspool, a swamp, a dumping ground now, Senator. Get out! Or be a good boy and vote with the Democrats. Well, I don't know. let's watch and see what happens when it does come for a vote, because it will come for a vote. Chafee says he's inclined to vote for Bolton, but he also said he would not have been his first choice for UN ambassador. Who would that have been, Lincoln? Oh, I don't know. Smeagol?
Baby, you're alone. Baby, you're alone. Baby, you're alone.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Righties are really good at asking the straight question for yes, no. Are they closing VA clinics in America? And the answer is yes. Are they reducing benefits? The answer is yes. Are they fully funding veterans' benefits? And the answer is no.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On February 15, 2001, a commission led by former Senators Gary Hart and Warren Rudman issued its third and final report on national security. The Hart-Rudman report warned that, quote, mass casualty terrorism directed against the U.S. homeland was of serious and growing concern, and said that America was woefully unprepared for a catastrophic domestic terrorist attack, and urged the creation of a new federal agency, a National Homeland Security Agency, with responsibility for planning, coordinating, and integrating various U.S. government activities involved in homeland security. That would include the Customs Service, the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, and more than a dozen other government departments and agencies. The Hart-Rudman Commission had studied every aspect of national security over a period of years and had come to a unanimous conclusion. Quote, this commission believes that the security of the American homeland from the threats of the new century should be the primary national security mission of the U.S. government. The report generated a great deal of media attention and even a bill in Congress to establish a National Homeland Security Agency. But over at the White House, the Justice Department, and the Pentagon, President Bush, Vice President Cheney, Attorney General Ashcroft, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld decided that the best course of action was not to implement the recommendations of the Hart-Rudman report, but instead to launch a sweeping initiative dubbed Operation Ignore.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
How do you want to spend your retirement?
Alicia Willis of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Whether it's a cruise every month, time in the garden, golf, visits to the grandkids, planning and saving now can make your retirement dreams a reality. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
On the mic.
I love your radio station. You've become my lifeline for information and sanity.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic. 92.1.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Last one here. We talked about the pesticide exposure study on children in Jacksonville, brown children and black children who had been specifically selected by the bug industry, the bug killing industry, and Stephen Johnson, the acting head of the EPA, right? We talked about that, I guess, last week, those filthy pigs. And I got some emails from people say, oh, no, they weren't going to do it. Well, anyway... the study has been canceled. Now, was it canceled based on ethics, that it's ethically not right to provide people with money and video cams and photo albums and candy bars and little strings of beads in order to get them to expose their children to pesticides? Isn't there something somewhere in a book on ethics that says, no, that's not what we're supposed to do? Somewhere doesn't that book exist? Or a page in a book? Anything. Is there anything left in the mind of these Republicans that would be considered ethical or not ethical? Or is it all just mush? Jesus. So why did he cancel the program? Based on ethics? No! Because a couple of senators, oh, there's that Barbara Boxer again, and Bill Nelson, two Democrats, said they were going to put a hold on this filthy, disgusting pig's nomination until he dropped the program to paint up little brown children with pesticides.
Well, now, Mike, they weren't really going to paint them.
Mr. Johnson's spokesman, Rich Hood, said, okay, all right, we've dropped our little program called CHEERS, Children's Health Environmental Exposure Research Study. We're going to drop it. Why? According to Rich Hood, a spokesman for this other Nazi, the Stephen Johnson, here's why, quote,
there was a rather nasty explosion because of the way it was portrayed. This would not have exposed children to any additional pesticides. It was merely to measure the ones already exposed. Researchers thought it was necessary because there are critical data gaps in our understanding of how pesticides enter the body, through the skin, or ingested, or inhaled. Damn. They're just Negroes in Jacksonville, Florida, anyway.
Do these people have no morality?
No.
No ethics?
No.
No sense of right, wrong, justice, decency?
No, 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 and no.
None of them. John Bolton? Negroponte? Give me a break. Poindexter? Abrams? Stephen Johnson? So Boxer and Nelson have removed the hold. Now it goes to another committee.
Yeah! And then there'll be a vote. And then these pigs, these right-wing pigs, can get on the talking head show. Well, they're holding up the nomination of a good man, a scientist, Stephen Johnson. The damn Democrats are always bitching and moaning about we don't have science. We gave him a scientist and they turned him down. God, I hate these Democrats. That's what you'll hear. Over and over, ad nauseam, ad infinitum. And you'll have the little parrot boy, Hannity. Now, yes, they're terrible people, these Democrats. And you'll have his little clone, Alan Combs, going, yep, well, they're not all bad. No, no, they're not all bad. Some of them good. Yep, no, no, not all bad. And you have Limbaugh in there. Well, see what they're doing? And they're doing the same thing to me because I did some drugs. Damn these people. It goes on. And then you have Joe Scarborough. Don't pay attention to the staffer I murdered after I knocked her up. Let's talk about this. Do these people not have even a passing curiosity about ethical behavior? Children. Children. Well, they're being exposed to pesticides anyway. We're just going to add some inducements. $970 and a video cam. And the American Chemistry Council, who chipped in $2 million for this study. Oh, those filthy bastards. How many children would suffer permanent brain damage that wouldn't present for 30 years? But they don't care. None of these people care. Stephen Johnson doesn't care. One question. Why didn't they do the study in a white upper-class neighborhood that uses pesticide? Hell, do it in the South. There's not a house in the South that doesn't use pesticide, insecticide, herbicide, this aside, that aside, everywhere, aside, all over. We have some rich white neighborhoods here in Atlanta. I'd like to volunteer one of those rich white neighborhoods. Hey, you scum-sucking racist, come down here and do it. No thanks. We'll do Jacksonville, Florida. We'll do it over here in one of these neighborhoods where we already have toxic waste dumps and factories and pollution and just filth and destruction. And it's all Negroes and a few Latinos that live there anyway. So, and they don't count. They're not real people. Ask John Bolton. So anyway, the study's been stopped because of the power of Bill Nelson and Barbara Boxer. Ethics? Decency? We'll be back with your phone calls. This is Air America. This is Air America.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up and feed it some headlines. New Burger King breakfast sandwich has 730 calories. Translation, plot to kill Bill Clinton exposed.
Mornings Edition.
Yay.
From 5 to 8.
Lloyd Patterson's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is John Landmark. I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has paid an unannounced visit to Baghdad. CNN Radio's Jamie McIntyre reports Rumsfeld will stress the need for Iraqi leaders to stick with a timetable for drafting a permanent constitution.
He's very concerned that they don't have any delay in that. And he says that the decisions about U.S. troop levels will really be based on what's happening on the ground. And while he cited several things he thought were very positive, including the recent elections and the fact that the winners were reaching out to the opposition and to the insurgents, were positive signs. He was not going to make any prediction about when that might result in the U.S. troops coming home.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says an American contractor has been kidnapped near the capital. His family has been notified. During their meeting at President Bush's Texas ranch, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said that peace talks with the Palestinians could not proceed until they do more to fight terrorism. CNN Radio's Elaine Quijano says Mr. Sharon is also taking a lot of heat for wanting to leave Gaza.
This essentially was a chance for Mr. Sharon to try and get that very public assurance once again from the U.S. Sharon has been under intense pressure. I mean, he's even gotten death threats as a result of this plan.
Surcharges seem to be the fallout from high gas prices in Southern California. Jim Roop.
The fallout from the high price of gas is expected in the form of surcharges, the bottom line of many businesses affected, even law enforcement. The LAPD telling us it's paying the equivalent of the salaries of 75 officers for fuel alone. Mimi Jones is a florist and says delivery fees are being forced up.
We're actually losing money on some of the arrangements we make if we don't charge like a higher delivery fee.
Other businesses also affected. LA economist Jack Kaiser says higher gas prices force people to stay home, not going to restaurants, movies, and other forms of recreation. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
This is CNN Radio News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
The spring blizzard that dumped up to 2 feet of snow in Denver and other areas of eastern Colorado was a surprise to many. Gary Homan, manager of Sapp Brothers Truck Stop, says a friend of his got snowed in with few provisions.
She hadn't gone to the store for any groceries or anything. She spent the day eating pickles and crackers. The funny thing about that was where she lives, there's a grocery store about 5 blocks away. But she didn't want to venture out in the weather. It was so bad.
Some people have been stranded as long as 2 days at the airport. Efforts to rent cars were problematic because main highways were closed. John Bolton, President Bush's nominee for U.N. ambassador, met with a lot of opposition from Democrats during his first Senate confirmation hearing Monday. Senator Joe Biden said he had grave concerns over that nomination. About 150,000 packages of Jell-O chocolate pudding is being recalled by Kraft Foods. They may contain unlisted pistachio nuts. This is news from CNN Radio. An automaker downsizes its expectations for the year and drives stocks lower. CNN Radio's Claire Lake in New York.
A big earnings warning from the number two automaker, Ford, which slashed its profit outlook, weighed on the market to start out this week. Investors also playing it close to the vest ahead of some key earnings news due out later this week from General Electric and Apple Computer. The Dow was down 12 points. The Nasdaq was off 7 points in the session. Claire Lake, CNN Radio at the New York Stock Exchange.
According to a new study, meat and milk from cloned animals is no different to those products from animals reproduced normally. The FDA had asked that meat from cloned animals be kept out of the food chain until studies could be completed. The new Miss USA has been chosen. The winner is Miss North Carolina. First runner-up is Miss California. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Listen up, you old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
It's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
My name is Edward Lee. I am with the Urban League of Greater Madison. The Urban League serves to improve the social and economic conditions of people of color and the economically disadvantaged in the Greater Madison community.
Find out more about your local groups.
To get involved in the Urban League, call us at 251-8550. Visit our website at ulgm.org.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active. I'm from Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls, okay? Before I lose my license as a radio talk show host. Well, you've come to expect it, though. You know, right? You know that it... I fail where it comes to that part of putting a lot of callers on. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are
hey.
You? Hey. Hey, so I'm phoning to tell you that I hear that down there in the United States you have a guy named Tom DeLay who has accepted some kickbacks and had some people on his payroll and all that stuff down there, but he's going to skate or something?
Yeah.
See, up here in Canada, we have this thing called AdScam, or the governing and ruling party is being investigated, and that all kind of crap is coming out, and the government might fall, and people might be going to jail, and it's just a big bombshell over up here. Has anybody heard anything about it down there?
No, not that's the first I've heard anything about it.
That's funny, because I was just wondering if you guys are ever going to prosecute the... You know, the guys who've been taking kickbacks from your government and $3.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon and all that stuff. I was just interested in getting an update on that.
Well, American media very seldom reports on corruption in white governments. We report on corruption in governments run by blacks or governments run by Asians or governments run by Latinos, but very seldom do you hear of scandals and graft and corruption in governments run by so-called Europeans. You understand what I'm saying with that?
I do, but I'm amazed that the liberal media hasn't picked up on the fact that up here in Canada it's a liberal party that this is being done to. But then it might have something to do that what came out in the testimony was that there's a connection through a finance through a former minister here, a guy's named Galliano, and the New York Post actually printed a story about that. This Galliano guy also has connections to the New York mob down there. So we might, when we had our first, last year when Miriam Bedard, a former Canadian Olympic athlete, went on the witness stand for this testimony, she had talked about running drugs and stuff behind the scenes, and she had been told that, you know, all this stuff was like hush-hush, and everybody assailed her as a conspiracy theorist, of course, right?
Right, right.
Now it's all starting to come out, and all of a sudden she's not looking so bad anymore. So it's very weird. Up here, it looks like the government's not going to fall, because even if an election is called now, the Conservatives wouldn't make a lot of inroads, because they're led by a former Reform Party Alliance guy, far-right guy, who first thing he did after this testimony, the latest testimony, was the publication ban was lifted, was go to an anti-same-sex marriage rally and gathered all the bigots and racists around him. And so immediately he painted himself into a corner. There's no way he's going to be able to form a government. So the Conservatives are busy trying to figure a way to stab this guy in the back and put the moderates in charge. So they're not going to call an election, because even if they did, they wouldn't win enough seats to gain a majority.
Okay, well,
even though the corruption's been found, we're not crazy enough to elect Conservatives.
Right, right. But rather have a corrupt liberal than a normal conservative.
Well, you know, they sent us all off to Iraq. There, so.
Yeah, well, again, RB, we should know this, right? You all know everything about our stuff, and Americans are just ill-informed, and that's because none of our media will report on the... I don't care if it is liberal. They're white, aren't they?
Yeah, and another thing I've noticed, every time I try to find the latest interview with Gore Vidal, it's either in France or in Australia or on some obscure Canadian university website. How come you guys won't... I never see him on CNN or MSN. He's got a lot of interest.
He's too smart. He's too smart to go on. You might see him every once in a while here in the States on, if you have Dish Network or one of the satellite networks. You might see him on Free Speech TV or Link TV or something like that. But you'll never see Gore Vidal on, at least not doing his political thing on American media. Oh, my God, no. He's an absolute, he's just an America hater. He's a commie. Oh, God, I don't know what he is. He's a pederast. He's queer. He's queer.
I know, but why did he move back to the United States last year then? He was living in France. He moved back to the United States.
I don't know. I have no idea, but you're not going to see him on media, not in American media. It's not just not going to happen. The guy is too risky. He tells too much truth.
You should interview him. You should get him on the show. At least.
Oh, he scares. Oh, no, listen, that's way out of my league. Trust me, RB. I know what I'm capable of, and I ain't capable of him. So,
alrighty.
All right, thanks. See, appreciate it, RB. Now, the last thing I read was Gore Vidal's book, "Endless War for Endless Peace," and is it Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace? See, I can't even get his title right. But it was that the book that had the big interview with who blew up the Murrah Federal Building, or got convicted for it anyway? Not Terry Nichols, the other one. Oh, my God, don't tell me. And Kathy's sitting here with a blank stare on her face, too. No, it wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer. Will somebody in New York please help me here? Who blew up the Murrah Federal Building? Who was McVeigh? Timothy McVeigh. Thank you. Oh, my God. What happens down here, Kathy? Is it the humidity? It's the pollen. It's the eight-month-old. It could be the water, but the pollen, you see, enormous, out of control, you're about to die, pollen count in Atlanta is 150. Today it was 3,000. Okay, so you have to... Anyway, Timothy McVeigh wrote a series of letters back and forth, as did Gore Vidal, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, when McVeigh was in prison and before they executed him. And Vidal wrote something excruciatingly to the point about what motivated Timothy McVeigh. And it was real anti-establishment writing. Well, that's what Vidal always does anyway. But it made the case And when I read it, I couldn't help but remember what Truman Capote wrote about the Cutter family in Cold Blood. Perry and who was the other boy who was hanged for that? Not Jeffrey Dahmer, Kathy, please. What do you got? Dahmer on the brain. Anyway, Gore Vidal, if you haven't read Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace, you need to get it. And if you haven't read the his take on Timothy McVeigh, you need to read it. It's a real eye-opener. But no, RB, we're never going to hear anything about the politics in Canada, the scandals. Again, it's because it's a white scandal. If your PM were from Trinidad, we'd hear all about it. But he's not, you know. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. This is the most racist country in the history of racism. It is. And oh, doesn't that piss people off? I'm not a racist! Yes, you are. Absolutely. But if you're a sensible human being, you struggle against it. That's all. That's all. I got an email from somebody who said I'm going to lose my audience because I said white people are racist. Get real. Grow up. Face facts, okay? Joshua is calling from Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Joshua. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for your patience.
I wanted to call about a huge unexploited Republican weakness.
Okay.
And that's agribusiness. Agribusiness is dominated by corporate Republicans. The number two polluter on the planet is factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
Number one polluter in the United States is factory farms. And dominated by corporate Republicans.
Sure.
Subsidized with American tax dollars. So essentially our tax dollars are subsidizing the destruction of our water and our air. This is an industry the Republicans take pride in, and it is totally unsustainable. So at a time when we're trying to when we're occupying another country for oil, when we should be trying to consume or conserve resources, conservation, we are supporting a totally unsustainable industry.
Hey, Joshua, hold on. You've only had a minute and 23 seconds here, but I got to take a break. I'll put you on hold. Come back, pick you up on the other side. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim stance on things.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved 9 months later to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, "I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on Al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject." Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, "Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present." Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, "As he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined."
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Progressive Talk, from East Coast to West Coast. Air America, Stephanie Miller, and Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
My sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about a half a million people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash, or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD.
We got to make sure our ag economy stays strong and healthy.
Past the hour, we're talking with Joshua in Eugene, Oregon, about frankenfood and corporate food. Yeah, it's getting so bad. And the most recent stuff, and it's not all that recent, is the pollution, the infiltration of these genetically altered elemental foods into fields and farms that were not signed up for it. We're in a world of trouble with this stuff, and I understand, Joshua. Monsanto, Archer Daniels, Midland, all of these huge corporations that are corrupt to the very soul, the bottoms of their soles of their feet. I'm S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L.
Absolutely.
It's terrible.
The thing is, this government, mostly led by Republicans, have totally misled the public to believe that an animal, fill your diets with animal products, and you're going to be healthy. Drink, you know, support these businesses that are ruining your air and water and your body. Literally, every chronic disease Americans face are related to animal product. Animal protein, number one cancer-causing carcinogen. It doesn't make any sense, really, health for health reasons, number one. It doesn't make any sense ethically. Over half a million non-human animals will be slaughtered today, so we can go to McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and just absolutely live horrible lives. We can get a cheap, well, it's not really cheap if we didn't subsidize it. A hamburger would probably cost about $40 if we weren't paying with it with our tax dollars.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, someday I'm going to get into that topic. I really am, because It's shocking and it's sick. But anyway, tonight's not that night. But Joshua, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. You know, I'm still a meat eater. Not much. Neither Kathy nor I, nor the kid. But I eat an enormous amount of fish. Or I did. We have a big farmer's market here in DeKalb County and Georgia, and we go to it a lot. I love going there. It's huge. And they have, you know, locally grown stuff, but they also have stuff from all over the world. And my favorite was to buy salmon from either Alaska or Chile. And they would label it wild salmon. And then the cases with the salmon that said wild salmon finally reduced down to two. And the other four cases with salmon said farm raised. And anybody who has been following the commercial fish farming industry, you wouldn't put that stuff anywhere near your mouth. Fish. All the rivers in the Pacific Northwest that have been dammed up, all the spawning runs of salmon that have been destroyed. I mean, does this stuff ever stop? Does it ever stop? I guess not. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. Gosh, you only held on for 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, there. I just saw a recall by the FDA of some smoked salmon from Mama something or other.
Oh, really?
Watch it. Yeah.
It probably has PCBs in it beyond what our bodies can handle.
God only knows. What I called about was a couple of articles in the April issue of Harper's Magazine, but before I get to that, one last quote on John Bolton.
Okay.
From Derek Z. Jackson's column in today's Chicago Tribune. He was talking about an emissary from the Vatican before the war started who tried to get the U.S. to not go into the war,
right,
saying it was a tragic initiative and we pray that it can be eased without so many victims. A few weeks after the invasion, John Bolton, who was the U.S. Arms Control Undersecretary, visited with the Vatican officials and painted a picture of rosy reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
He told reporters that the officials, quote, respected the conscience with which he took that decision, and went on, quote, there wasn't any criticism about the conduct of the war.
He's just a total liar.
He said he told the Vatican the United States was doing, quote, everything possible to avoid casualties.
Oh, my God.
My Aunt Fanny.
I you would think that these people who talk about their religion so insistently and talk about hell, that they would understand that this constant lying is going to put them in the deepest ring of hell. But it doesn't seem, either they don't believe their own religious propaganda, Marge.
He's talking about the Ten Commandments. There's one in there that says, thou shalt not lie.
I think so. Hold on a second. I got to do a break and I'll come back. It's 27 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
You don't complain, but that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork, he's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed you cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boy, they fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
This is Larry King. Do what I do. Protect your health two ways, with the advanced protection of Ester C and Ester E. I take Ester C because it's the only vitamin C with metabolites. And now I take Ester E too. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Two ways to get advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E at Winn-Dixie, Publix, Food Lion, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Senate is talking about establishing a $140 billion fund to pay off claims of those who have been affected by asbestos. According to the government statistics, some 2,500 deaths in 2002 from this lethal cancer that is linked to asbestos. Joining us on the program to talk about this is Linda Reinstein. Linda, good to have you with us.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me represent ADAO.
You bet. It's interesting we've got you on today because the United States Chamber of Commerce is today asking the Justice Department to investigate considerable new evidence of fraud in asbestos and asbestos litigation. What's your take on that?
I was very disappointed with Mr. Tom Donahue. He's president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's also an influential lobbyist in D.C. His quote is he wants them to investigate the compelling evidence of fraud. Well, we're the victims and the families. We've committed no fraud. More and more time has been spent to scandalously use tactics to support the bill. It's not a fair bill for any of us, and none of us support this legislation in its present form.
Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that more than a dozen insurers are dropping support for this $140 billion federal trust fund to pay claims arising from asbestos lawsuits. Your take on that?
This is a tough part. Asbestos litigation and legislation is complex, but the simple truth is asbestos kills and is responsible for the largest man-made disaster in history. It's going to be expensive to clean up this mess. It shouldn't be about funding the fund. It should be about the sick and dying and preventing future exposure, because disease will continue until we can prevent exposure and we have a cure. Diseases will continue, and these losses will also...
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he's dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's...
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awesome.
Belief in your music. Pyramide.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Get your straight talk from the Heartland weekdays at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1. Streaming at TheMike921.com.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Six before the hour. Back to Marge, who's called in from Northwestern Indiana. Now, where were we, Marge?
Well, I was wanting to draw to your attention a couple of articles in the April issue of Harper's Magazine.
Which I have at home on my nightstand. I just haven't read it yet.
Oh, good. It's the $4.7 trillion pyramid, why Social Security won't be enough to save Wall Street. See that?
Right.
That's why Bush is wanting us to invest in stocks and bonds so that all this money can be a federally mandated transfer of government funds into Wall Street.
Bingo.
It's a Ponzi scheme, according to Mr. Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also an article by our friend Greg Palast on OPEC on the March, why Iraq still sells its oil a la cartel.
Right.
And he makes some very interesting points. The last line is that Dick Cheney, far from putting the squeeze on OPEC, has taken a de facto seat there, allowing the cartel to maintain its own suffocating grip on the U.S. economy.
Oh, yeah. The oil people who are really George Bush's base. You know, Karl Rove keeps bitch slapping all these religious fundamentalists into submission, telling them that they are the base. No, wrong. The real base of the Bush-Cheney crime family is the oil industry. And the oil industry is getting fabulously wealthy. It's not costing an extra damn dime to pull this stuff out of the ground. And the prices since Bush took over have, what, tripled? The barrel price of oil has tripled, I believe.
Have you looked at the profits, not the sales, but the profits of the oil companies for the last quarter and the last year?
It's unbelievable.
Dear God in heaven, most companies don't make that much in sales, let alone profit.
Right, and then they're just so happy. And the game is, yeah, keep telling the other base that the queers can't get married. But if you elect a Democrat anywhere, the queers will get married. In the meantime, we're over here. The other part of the Republican Party stealing everybody blind. It's just amazing. And middle America, red state America, Marge, they just go right along with it. Beat me, kick me, make me pay $5 a gallon for gasoline. But by God, George won't let the queers get married.
Yeah, well, you know, there's one other article by Lewis Lapham. Called Notebook. It's in the front of the book.
I read him every month. He's a genius writer.
Yeah, well, there's a paragraph that starts the difference between sacred and secular toward the end of his article that just got me.
Yeah.
And one last little thing. You know, you're talking about the experiments with the little black kids in Alabama?
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I saw something in the paper, I don't know, yesterday I think it was, that the state of Indiana, thank you very much, is going to allow the National Guard, not only from Indiana, from other states, to do some low-flying practice maneuvers over Jefferson County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are F-16s flying at about 500 feet. Now, do you happen to remember what's down in Jefferson County, Indiana?
I do not.
Remember the, what do they call it? They got a stockpile there, I think about 190,000 tons or whatever of, what is it?
The poison uranium? Of DU, depleted uranium is there?
Yes sir. It's Jefferson something, It's got a name.
Well, whatever.
But it's down there, and you know, these practice flights have been known to crash.
Oh, my God. Well, Marge, something horrible has got to happen because Bush's popularity is in the in a hole in a two-seater. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. You're from Indiana.
Yeah.
Of course. You guys still use them. Never mind.
Oh, I'm going to get you for that.
Anyway, they need something. You know, they blew up the trade towers. They hit the Pentagon. They need something because Bush's poll numbers right now are lower than they were when they allowed the trade towers to come down.
Well, wait till Wednesday. You know, West Wing has gone on hiatus for the summer, and they're going to replace it with this new show called Revelations.
I know. Isn't that fun?
If that doesn't scare the bejeebers out of all these, you know... Oh dear!
Oh, boogie boogie! Here come the angels of death! Watch out!
Yeah, it's the end times are coming, kiddo.
Marge,
I wish they would land on the White House. I'm getting sick of their crap.
Marge,
love you. Take care.
Thanks for checking in. You have a nice night. Yeah, what is this? Revelations, this new series. In the first place, I don't know if they did that deliberately, but the book in the Bible is Revelation. There's no S on it. But I can't believe this. I can't believe this is the total prostitution. What network is on? Is it ABC? Huh? Kathy will find out. Don't anybody find out and send me emails, okay? All right. Who we got here? Jerry is calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That last thing. Wow. How much you want to bet that if there is, God forbid, a crash, that the Arabs get blamed falsely?
Who would get blamed?
The Arabs.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, well, of course.
Falsely claim Arab terrorists when it would probably be one of our planes in these military exercises crashing.
Uranium. Wow. It scares me to death.
Yeah. What I called up about is another scary thing, the Bolton nomination. And I'd like to, first of all, once again, I have to applaud and compliment Senator Boxer and a few other senators like Dye. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Senator Biden, but
he gets his licks in. See, I like Biden when he's in the preliminary bouts. It's when he goes to the finals that he sits down and won't come out of his corner.
Exactly, and that's part of the whole problem. That's one of the
right. Things. You know, oh, he's great. He's great. You know, in the three rounders, punch. But then when the rubber hits the road, he just becomes Republican light.
Right, and this is the problem. And the Democrats, we get, you know, more people are calling the station saying the Democrats have to stand for something. And even Jerry Springer this morning was, you know, on Air America, not the Jerry Springer show on TV, but the one on America Radio. He was talking about that, how the Democrats have to stand for something. And this is... And if they really want to stand for something, what they have to do is more Democrats in the Senate really have to stiffen their spine and stand up to Bush for a change, and they have to stop, and they have to show the American people that they stand for something other than just getting reelected. And one way they could do it is by blocking these terrible nominations, like the latest one is the Bolton nomination. And the power they still have left is the filibuster power. Now, all they need is 40 senators, I understand, to use the filibuster.
Well, 41. 40. They can't. 60 votes ends it, so they got to have 41.
Oh, they got to have 41?
Yeah, they got to have at least. If you have 60 votes to cut off a filibuster, you cut it off. Two-thirds. Or, well, not okay. Two-thirds, three-fifths, whatever the hell it is. But you need 41 votes, and that will keep a filibuster going. You need 60 to cut it off.
Right. Okay, look how close they came with Gonzales. 36 Democrats in the end voted against Alberto Torchamamos Gonzales, as I will always refer to him as.
Right.
And All they needed was five more, and part of this is the problem with Harry Reid. Harry Reid is supposed to be the Democratic minority leader. He has to act like a leader and stop saving the filibuster power simply for 10 judges and for the Social Security issue.
Right.
I mean, I expect Democrats to fight back on the Social Security issue. I expect them to take 10 judges that are so racist and so anti-environment and are just so far to the right that they're even to the right of Scalia, probably. And I'm glad they're doing that. They're trying to block those judges, but they got to go further. They got to block these other terrible nominations. Like the latest one is Bolton. And what I think has to be done is that Harry Reid has to get the Democrats together, all on board, and they have to try to block this nomination through mm-hmm. filibuster if necessary.
Well, I said earlier tonight, Jerry, and I got to move on. If they don't block Bolton, what good are they? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's just disgusting that Democrats have become so wimpy lately.
I know. And this is a killer nomination. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you checking in. Jerky, our at-large bureau chief, is calling from somewhere tonight. Hey, Jerky.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Doing fine.
I wanted to say belated congratulations on the AIR award.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks.
That was great. Saw the pictures on the website. It was very looked like a lot of fun that night.
We had a good time.
John Bolton, it's pretty much part and parcel. I know we get upset every time there's a new one that's paraded down the runway for us.
Right.
But there's not much more evil in John Bolton than there is in Negroponte or Poindexter or Elliot Abrams or Pearl or Wolfowitz or Rumsfeld or Cheney or James Baker and all the whole kind of menagerie of, you know, totally evil people that the Bushes have surrounded themselves with since their entry into politics.
Yeah, they all drank from the same cup. Hold on a second, Jerky. I got to do a break here. I'll come right back and pick you up on the other side of the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're live.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We've spent so much time lately talking about filthy, immoral characters like Tom DeLay, Mel Martinez, and Rick Santorum. So we're going to lighten things up with filmmaker Todd Solondz, whose pedophiles, womenizers, and sociopaths are much more likable than the dirtbags in Congress.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8. Start your day on the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, "I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator." Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verony Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Take your headphones to work and stay in the know. Madison's Progressive Talk, streaming at themike921.com.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew for exemplary effort tonight. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, engineer. David Fizikas handles the calls coming in. Also our Across America crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody for good job again tonight, and to Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Back to Jerky, our at-large bureau chief, who is calling in from somewhere. Now, we were talking about Bolton.
Bolton, and as an exemplar of the evil that the Bushes have always clung to, but historically, and I'm talking about the whole family now, you know the 6 degrees of separation theory?
Yes.
How we're all connected by a maximum of six stages of acquaintance to anybody else in the world?
In some instances, not even that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but a lot of, most of the time it's not, you don't have to go to six, but it's funny, the Bush family, the people you can link them up to. There's 1 degree of separation between the Bush family and Adolf Hitler.
Right.
They can be linked via brothers John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles, who were establishment lawyers, Eastern establishment lawyers, who assisted W's grandpa, Prescott Bush,
mm-hmm.
The father of George Herbert Walker Bush, in their financial dealings with Nazi capital, like the Thiessen money that bankrolled Hitler, was one of the earliest and most profligate or generous financial backers of Hitler in the early days. And the fruit that we reaped from that was the Nazi that the CIA paperclipped stateside after World War II.
Right.
And we all know about the Bush family and the CIA being there right from the start. If you read American Dynasty, it's all there in black and white and well sourced. There's 1 degree of separation between the Bush family and Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
They're connected via James Bass and the Saudi royal family, who are great friends of the Bushes.
Right.
And they're also connected via the notoriously corrupt Bank of BCCI, the Bank of Credit and Commerce, something international.
International, right.
and as well as the Bin Laden clan itself that they're connected to through that. And, you know, Salem Bin Laden invested in Arbusto, W's failed petro startup company, via Bath.
Right.
And the Bin Laden family were major investors in the Carlyle Group, as well as the Texas Teachers Fund, which was created by W when he was governor. And to the point where Carlucci, you know, Frank Carlucci.
Frank Carlucci with the Carlyle Group,
yeah,
right.
Bush and James Baker, Bush Sr. now, and James right. Baker paid together three visits at least to the Bin Laden family compound in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So shadowy doesn't even begin to describe the
oh, it's awful. Jerky, it's awful. And the information's out there. Anybody can get it.
But it's not hammered on. And I'll quickly go through two more.
Quick.
There's one degree of separation between the Bush family and Lee Harvey Oswald. The connection is made through Bush family friend George DeMoren's child, a Polish emigre who was an oil man and an employee of Prescott Bush, who was a personal friend of Lee Harvey Oswald and was instrumental in getting him to move to Dallas from New Orleans. He got him a job at the Book Depository Building. This is not conspiracy theory fact. This all came out in the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations in 77.
Right.
And when DeMoren's child was set to give testimony at the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations in 1977, he died in his garage, and they found on him an address book in which was contained the entry Bush George H.W. Poppy, 1412 West Ohio in Zapata Petroleum Midland, and he was known to be a family friend of the Bushes. And finally, one degree of separation between the Bush family and John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to kill President Reagan, of course, when Bush the Elder was vice president, and that would have made him president. John Hinckley Sr., father of John Hinckley Jr., was a fellow Texas oil man of Bush's, and he was a contributor to Bush's campaign because he was running for president before Reagan chose him to be vice president.
Uh-huh.
That was when he called Reaganomics voodoo economics. And also, this one more of your listeners know, I'm sure. Hinckley Sr. gave tons of money to Bush for his bid to become the Republican presidential nominee for 80. And also, John's brother Scott, John Hinckley's brother, the junior's brother Scott, was supposed to have supper with Neil Bush the day after John's unsuccessful assassination attempt. And, of course, the only people who take notice of this is us grassy knollers. You could add more: Manuel Noriega, various government officials, Richard Nixon, Orlando Bosch. You can go on and on and on. The fact is, these people, you know, like finds like, you know, and
sure.
evil likes evil.
And, you know, I still have people get their panties in a wad when I refer to this as the Bush crime family. and they just don't get it.
That's the mildest thing you could say about them.
I know. This is an execution squad. These people thrive on the stench and the taste of death and murder. That's what they are. That's what they've always been. That's what they always will be. And they're running this country. Nice, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare. I just hope we wake up sometime soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jerky.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening wherever you are. Appreciate it. One degree of separation. Doesn't it ever tweak Judy Woodruff's curiosity or the former U-boat commander Wolf Blitzer or Brian Williams, or doesn't it tweak anybody's curiosity where it concerns all the what Jerky just laid out, all the connections, huh? And we all just kind of stumble along. Oh, well, you know, he's the president, I love him. Well, he's the president, I hate him. Well, he's the president, I love him. Well, he's the president, I hate him. Well, all this truth and these facts are just laying right there, not even hidden. Right? It's like the Scarlet Letter. It's just right there. Was it the Scarlet Letter? Yeah. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating, even you right-wing lurkers. One of these days you're going to get the courage to call a program. I'm just going to give you a good case of red ass. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine is your source for independent investigative journalism. And the new issue is on newsstands now. The jam-packed November issue features Hell No, our special package on U.S. soldiers who are refusing to fight in Iraq. Also in this issue, read about how the Justice Department bungles terrorism cases, how multiple scandals may take down House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, and how America employs thousands of likely war criminals as private soldiers in Iraq. It's all in the feisty new November issue of Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it. Free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
And now we're feeling the tough cuts even further in this 06 budget that's being debated on the floor. When it comes to education,